but I don't know him. I mean, I don't know him.
What name have you heard of?
I don't remember any names. I mean, I just...
It's always little things that look like small umbrellas that grow out in the woods.
Mushrooms?
We call the ones that you can't eat because they're just in the building.
Poisonous mushrooms.
All right, go ahead. He had something in his throat. You say he couldn't...
Couldn't swallow. Couldn't talk.
You don't know what... Yeah, but let's put it in there. He couldn't...
He couldn't swallow it.
All right, and people smoke...
Cigarettes.
And...
Cigars, pipe.
All right. If you don't owe anything to anyone, you might say, I'm not, or I
am. I'm not in debt.
Okay. If you're able to do something, you say, you do it. You say, I do it.
I can do it.
All right. And if you're unable, you say,
I can't do it.
How about the emphasis in the first one, I do, right?
I can do it.
Right. And say, I'm really tired because I
worked all day.
How about done worked all day?
No, it's not good. Not used to much.
Would you abuse it all?
No.
Alright. And if someone's been very sick and they rush an ambulance out there and get a doctor out there and you say that man is...
He's dying.
But
he's
over with. You say
he's dead.
Would you use something like done dead there or already dead? Or?
Well, I'm talking about he was dead by the time they got there. I'd say he's already dead.
All right. And if someone is careless, you don't think they should do that way. You say he should be careful.
He ought to be careful.
And if a mother might tell a small child across the street,
you better be careful.
And go across the street, you
be careful.
Well, you want to indicate that the child shouldn't go across the street. They might say you shouldn't go across the street, but you might use something else.
You better not.
All right. Are you familiar? Have you heard the expression "dassin"? Dassin do that?
No.
And if something comes up in a quiz or something in school, and you don't have the answer, the teacher might say to know that. Why you?
You ought to know that.
How about had ought to know?
No.
What is the negative of he ought to? You say he ought to do it, and what's the negative of that?
He ought to do it.
All right. And someone says, will you do that? And you say, no, I...
Better not.
Will you do it? And you say, no, I...
No, I won't.
All right. And if a person is, you got a flat tire somewhere out on the road, came with a tire, and 20 years goes by, and then you see him later, and you say, you really...
Then it should have stopped.
You it helped me. You
it should have helped me.
All right. Would you ever use "you might have helped me" in that sense?
I'm trying to say you could have stopped and helped me.
All right. You ever use the expression "might could"? Since I might could, someone says, "Could you do that?" You say, "Well, I might could."
Well, I might could. Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. There's a little bird that makes a hooting sound. Or makes a hooting sound.
Wow.
Now, do you make any distinction among different kinds of owls?
Hoot owl or screech owl?
What's the difference between the two?
Well, one screeches and one hoots.
Okay, good enough. I mean, how about in terms of size?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know what the other side. How about a bird that gets on a tree?
A woodpecker.
You ever call it anything else?
No.
Would you ever call it a peckerwood?
No.
You've heard it called
I've heard it once or twice, not